Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Molly?
Great to talk to you. Watching the games, sitting there with you. You know, I know you don't realize it, but some of us are your buddy. We're sitting next to you. We're hearing every word. I don't know what to make of this team. It's very difficult to kind of follow some of the stuff going on. I think Eric Fetty has had a hell of a year and looks like a really good professional baseball player. And then I read, well, they're going to trade him to the Yankees. And I'm kind of, oh, my God. Is there anybody that you really can follow and watch and hold on to? Or is this just a transition type thing that you got to go through?
Well, I have no idea what the direction, the immediate direction is going to be. But I do realize that the main goal for Chris Getz in his front office is to try to make this team as good as they can possibly be. And there's a lot of work to be done. It took the Sox, you know, quite some time to get to the situation that presented itself when Chris took over. And so it's unrealistic to assume that almost immediately things will turn around. So who to gravitate to? It's real hard to say at this point. You gravitate to somebody that you like or somebody that's interesting or somebody that's starting to get hot. Andrew Vaughn is starting to get hot. I personally like the progress Corey Lee has made. I think it's something the Sox, as we know, have trouble doing is developing, signing, drafting, developing catchers. And I know Lee came over from Houston, but he looks, you know, look, what I have said about him is if he gets as good from this year to next as he got from last year to this, the Sox have got something, because I think his progress has been enormous in the course of just the 1 year or the partial part of the year that we've seen him.
Steve, as the losing becomes redundant and maybe the talent disparity becomes more obvious on a nightly basis, how challenging is that for you as an analyst to tell the truth and to look at what you're seeing and describe it in a way that, you know, it sometimes does seem like, boy, you know, they're just not good. And you have an audience that are a bunch of Sox fans. You want to be true to them. And then you have, the reality of being around these guys every day. And you're a pro, and nobody does it any better than you do, but I imagine it would be a challenge in seasons like this.
Well, one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that these guys, almost to a man, are playing as hard as they can play. You don't see too many signs of guys just not approaching each and every day with an aggressive form of baseball. But I think you hit it on the head when you said, you know, the talent probably is not there. You look at the White Sox talent at this point, you don't want to call it, you don't want to call it a transitional phase exactly. It's just, you know, that when this team becomes a pretty good baseball team, there's going to be some different faces around. That's what happens. If you're not happy with the production of your baseball team, you have to have some constant turnover. But the whole thing is your organization has to be built on solid footing, and that's where your minor league scouting and player development come in. Because if you have a strong minor league system, a productive minor league system, number one, it's going to cost you less because you're not going to go out and have to pay for very expensive free agents. But also, you're going to have a number of guys to draw on. I mean, look, and it was relatively quickly done for us because we're not in the middle of it when Baltimore went through all of their struggles. And, I mean, they were losing 100 games a year. They were a very bad baseball team. But they started drafting exceptionally well. Then they started developing exceptionally well, and they wound up winning the division last year. They're still one of the best teams in baseball. They have a wonderful feeder system from their minor leagues, and they're bringing up stars. Gunnar Henderson is a star. Adley Rutschman, of course, he was, you know, 1-1 in the draft, but still they brought him up and things changed in Baltimore. So it can change. It doesn't necessarily take, you know, forever to do this. It just doesn't happen overnight. I mean, the Baltimore Orioles were bad for a while, and then they turned around, and because of their minor league system and some pretty good trades, they became good.
Yeah, I just, you know, someone told me at the beginning of the year to keep an eye out for the young pitchers, that this was all about trying to get young pitchers going, and we've seen Nick Nastrini, and we've seen Cannon, but we have yet to see, and I know he's on the way, but I think Drew Thorpe was the centerpiece in the deal for Cease, and then the other kid, Jairo Iriarte, is that, forgive me.
Yes, I think that's about it. Yes, close
but
as I
he apparently had a great outing yesterday for Birmingham. I'm just saying, it's kind of interesting, but next up is Clevinger, and now Keller is moving to the starting rotation. I get it. You need people that can eat innings. But I, you know, as much as I've enjoyed the 3-game winning streak and Tommy Pham's arrival, you also are aware that he's a player with some age on him. You know, does some cool baseball things. I loved running through second base. You talked about that, maybe intimidating a guy. But I just wonder, where are the younger players? Why aren't they? Why are we looking at guys with so much age on them?
Well, you won't see them here quite yet. You will see them up, but not at this point for a number of different reasons. Number one, realistically, a lot of them just aren't ready yet. Last thing you want to do is, and look, he was the number one. Look at Jackson Holliday, was the number one prospect in Major League Baseball. He's a young infielder, the son of Matt Holliday for the Baltimore Orioles. And, you know, he's tearing it up in the minor leagues, and everybody says, you know, bring him up, bring him up, bring him up, bring him up, bring him up. Well, they brought him up, and he couldn't hit. And they sent him down. And that's really what they want to avoid, is a knee-jerk reaction to a very bad start and bringing up a guy that's not quite ready yet, only to see him fail here and have to go back down, because that journey up is really exciting. I mean, I, like a lot of other guys who played this game, had that journey to the major leagues. Unfortunately, I also had that journey back down to the minor leagues. They did that one time, and I got to tell you, it gets startling. Not necessarily when they send you down, because you're still, when they tell you, I was in a major league hotel, I was flying a first-class flight when I went back down, and all of a sudden I walked into that locker room, and it's like you again. You know, you don't have the big lockers, the really nice accommodations, and it really hits you. But if you take it the right way, then you'll just double your efforts to get back to the major leagues. Unfortunately, when I did get back, I never went down again. But that's a startling trip, and Jackson Holliday had to make it. And I think that's what the Sox want to avoid at this point.
Steve, your broadcast partner, John Schriffen, has been more polarizing early on than I maybe expected. But he has been himself, and he kind of triggered some Sox fans by referring to all the haters out there earlier in the week. And I just wonder, from your perspective, being the consummate pro, how do you balance letting him be who he is and express that individual call and that individuality without forgetting that he could maybe benefit from your experience. It's got to be a balance to strike. How do you do it?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we talk a lot about many things. Of course, some of them have to do with broadcasting, and what I can do is only make certain suggestions and say, look at it this way, look at it that way. Maybe you want to smooth this out. But I had a lot of help early in my career from a lot of different guys. Harry Carey comes to mind when I got to the Cubs. One of the reasons is I had done only national broadcasting at that point. I had never broadcast for a team on a local basis. And it's a different style of broadcasting. And you have to kind of cheer on your ball club that you're broadcasting for and working for, because you see these guys every day and you get to know them. And for the most part, you really get to like these guys and you're rooting for them to win. But, you know, it becomes something that's difficult when your team goes through a stretch like the Sox have gone through. But as far as John is concerned, I think he's off to a pretty good start. And as far as polarizing is concerned, he has said he didn't mean White Sox fans. I mean, right. He wants to make himself accessible to White Sox fans, and you have to take a man at his word. That wasn't his intention. And so, in a day and age where we're just a little too sensitive about what people say, so he said that and he said that. I mean, got to lighten up, folks. My partner has a lot of enthusiasm, and I understand that many of the things he says might not land the way he would like them to land, but, you know, you got to give him a couple of minutes. He's been here a month, and, I love the fact that he comes to the park on a daily basis with a great deal of enthusiasm. He certainly wants the Sox to win, and he certainly gets excited when they do win, although quite obviously not as frequently as we would like. And I just want to let him go and see where it leads to, because as Harry Carey once said to me, I don't know what style is going to be effective for you, but your style is going to come to you. And it didn't come to me in the first first few months I was there, even the first year I was there. It came to me a little bit later. But everybody makes a transition in their careers. What they start out as usually doesn't wind up what they end as. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Right now, there's so many pluses that if you don't like a word he says here, a word he says there, I think that's nitpicking.
I'm just curious. You mentioned Harry Caray today. The afternoon show is going out to Navy Pier, and they're having the worldwide toast. And there's all sorts of celebrities involved in it. It's a ton of fun. What's your favorite Harry story? When you're out, you know, to dinner, and people bring his name up, and you mention him, what do you kind of go back to?
Well, there's a lot of things that I don't think I would go into on radio, but we had 15 years together, and for the most part, when you have a partner and you're doing Major League Baseball, you're spending a lot of time with this person, and I spent a lot of time with him in a lot of different cities and a lot of different situations. Let's see, it's so hard to narrow it down to one. You know, many of the things that we went through were just his personality, things that he always did, and he kind of wanted everything his own way, the way he wants it. And I remember, you remember the late Jerome Holtzman?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, this one day, this is after Harry had gotten his limousine to take him to and from the ballpark if he wanted, certainly from the ballpark every time. And I assume that he also took it to the ballpark quite a bit. But this one day, he said to Jerome Holtzman before the game, he said, hey, why don't you come with us afterward and we'll have some dinner someplace after the game, which is what Harry always did. So we're just waiting. You know, we're sitting there waiting. Anyway, he tells Jerome, if you don't get down there quickly, I'm leaving without you. Well, I mean, Jerome had to file a story or do whatever he was doing. He carried that gigantic thing with him, that box that had, I don't know what it is. Maybe it was a pre-computer type thing. It must have weighed 100 pounds. I think it shortened Jerome's life. But anyway, so he got the job done and then came down. And he gets in, and now he's ready to go because he's going in a limousine. I'm talking about Jerome. Going in a limousine, going to dinner with Harry Caray. And he goes in and he says, hey. He says, come on, we'll eat Chinese food and it's on me. And Harry slowly looks over to him and he said, we'll eat Italian food and it's on me or get the hell out of the limousine. The reason he said that, he ate Italian food, I think, 360 days a year. And if he didn't eat it, it was a mistake. Somebody shoved something at him. But, there was so many. He was such a character. And, you know, when I get a chance, I like to participate in this salute to Harry. But we're going to be on the plane. We're going to be, ironically, we're going to be in the city that he was raised in and the city that he came to prominence as a broadcaster, and that was St. Louis.
Well, we got to let you go, Steve, but it is remarkable, isn't it? 26 years later, after his death, they're still toasting Harry Caray every single year in the same day.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, guys? Well, look, have a good rest of the show, and we'll try to win a couple of games.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve, great stuff. Thank you.
That's okay, great. Guys, bye.
That is Steve Stone.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.